In Parsha Shoftim, we have the mitzvah of Tomim Tiyeh Ma Shem Elokecha. And I think there are five different shitos as to how to understand this mitzvah, and bechlal, whether it is a mitzvah. What I want to call your attention to, and put some particular emphasis on, is the approach of Rav Shim Shalpol Hirsch. But first, let's just give an overview of the various shitos. Rashi understands that Tomim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha refers to the relationship that a person has to feel with Ribono Shel Olam. His halich imo b'tmimus, Rashi says. We accompany, or Hashem accompanies us, with a certain innocence, a certain closeness. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Peches speaks about Kabbalah Satorah. And this you'll see on page 2. The Gemara records a dialogue between a min, the minim were those perhaps early Christians who attacked the Tanoim and the Amoraim. And this min was making fun of Rava, because Rava, when he was focused on his learning, he apparently bent his legs inside and put his fingers under his legs in such a way that the entire weight of his body was crushing his fingers. And it got to the point where his fingers were being mashed, were being crushed. And Rava was totally unaware of it. The min used this encounter with Rava as an excuse to attack the Jewish nation. He calls them Ama Paziza. He says, how could it be that this nation would accept upon itself the Torah, Nasa, before Nishma, before even knowing what's in the Torah? How do you know if you're able, if you're capable of living up to the requirements and the demands of the Torah, and you accept it as a commitment? That makes no sense. That's an Ama Paziza. Some sort of like if you remember the pasuk at the end of Vayechi, referring to Reuven, Pachas Kamayim. Looking for a good English word for it.
Hasty, man.
Hasty? Yeah, but there's another word I'm looking for. You know, when you have a word in your mind and you can't remember it, it drives you. Impetuous, that's the word. Very impetuous. You know, they jump and they don't think. And Rashi explains Rava's response to this min, in which Rava says that we are the Yesharim. We accept the Torah with Yashrus, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, but Rashi expands on it. I want to focus on one phrase in Rashi. Rashi says, His halachnu imo, when we accepted the Torah, we went with him bitom lev. And I give the same word tom of tomim tiyeh. And here Rashi adds a beautiful phrase. He says, Kiderech sha'osim me'ahava. Ha'osim me'ahava. In other words, if we walk together in Ahava, if there's a mutual love relationship, then one lover relies on the beloved. I know that my beloved will not trip me up, will not deliberately put me in a situation which I can't tolerate, which is negative. A lover cares for his beloved and does everything in a positive way. So I think if we take that Rashi in the Sefer Shabbos and we combine it with the Rashi at the beginning here in Parshas Shoftim and Tomim Tiyeh Ma Shem Elokecha, this is Halchus Imo. Imo, I think, indicates a certain closeness in which we walk together, Kaviyachol, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tmimus. We accept upon ourselves everything. Rashi says, Kol Mashi Yovo Olecha Kabel B'tmimus. You know, I'm not trying to be a mischakim. You know, I'm trying to figure out, oh, the Ribono Shel Olam, what does he want from me? Why did he give me this command and this mitzvah? And I make all sorts of cheshbonos, and I'm worried that maybe God is trying to trip me up and he's giving me a challenge that I can't overcome. No, that's not the way. Tomim Tiyeh Ma Shem Elokecha. Go with tmimus. Understand that everything that befalls you, everything that happens to you, it's coming from your beloved. Every command that your beloved is demanding of you, that's the Ratzon Hashem. And then Rashi says, V'oz tia imo u'lechelko, you will become a chelik of Hashem. You will become, so to speak, the nachla, the portion of Hashem. So Rashi, I would suggest, understands Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha as an emotional reliance upon Hashem, and in a sense an emotional love that we have to Hashem. And the Balaturim comments that the Tav of Tamim in this pasuk is written Gdola. And why? He finds an interesting remez. Im telef betvimus ki'ilu kiyamta me'alef yatov. It's as if you implemented, you fulfilled the entire Torah from the beginning to the end. Once you have engendered that close relationship with Hashem, then you're guaranteed to fulfill all the mitzvot Torah. The Ramban and the Rambam have a different approach to Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha. They see this in context, because the Torah prohibits us in these very psukim from going to ask, you know, all sorcerers and ovidoni and crystal ball watchers, you know, to try to figure out the future. The Ramban says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bala Kochos Kulon. We have to understand this is an intellectual fundamental belief that we have, that God is omnipotent, HaKol Bidei Shamayim, He's Elokei HaLokim, you know, He's the God above all the other gods. There are no powers, not in the Kochavim, the Mazal, not in the spheres and the astrological bodies that can control the future. Don't believe in what they tell you. Hashem will determine the future the way He sees it. And that's how the Rambam enhances our understanding of this mitzvah of Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha in the 11th parak of Hilchas Avodas Kochavim. The only difference between the Rambam and the Ramban is whether we count this as one of the various mitzvahs. The Rambam omits this in his Taryag, and the Ramban in his Hasagos adds this in Mitzvah Shminis as one of the mitzvahs in Taryag. The Ramban thinks that it's not enough to have losa says, that you don't go to Ovi, Doni, and to Machshefa, and so forth and so on. There has to be a positive command to rely on Hashem, to believe in Hashem. That's Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha. The Rambam sees apparently no extra mileage in Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha as a positive command above and beyond all the negatives, and therefore he omits it in the Taryag. The third approach is that of Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva, and I think it's very, very close to Rashi. But it's fascinating to see Rabbeinu Yonah has a major breakthrough in which he postulates that milos are also mitzvos. Now we tend to separate the milos from the mitzvos. The milos are those fundamental beliefs that we're dedicated to, or those ways of life that we have to dedicate ourselves to. For example, ubacharta b'chayim, the belief that man is given freedom of choice. We would have thought that that belongs to the Yud Gimel Ikrim. It doesn't belong to the mitzvahs. But from Rabbeinu Yonah's perspective, a fundamental milah is also a mitzvah. And therefore we're dedicated to the study of Torah, to understand God's wisdom. That's a mitzvah. And v'alachta b'drachav, we have to imitate God. Imitatio Deo, that also is a mitzvah. And finally, in the last one on this list, he quotes our parasha of Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha, and he calls it Mailas Shlemus HaBitochon, a total reliance upon Hashem. That midah bitochon is not just a midah, it's not just a maila, it's not just something that adds and enhances to the perfection of a human being, but moreover, it's counted in the Taryag mitzvahs. Just to show you the Chovas HaLevavos, who adds, I think, another twist, another approach to the mitzvah of Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha. As you know, Rabbeinu Bachai, which is on the bottom of your page 2, divides up the mitzvahs into two categories. There are the Maisei mitzvah, the Chovas HaGuf, and that makes up the largest preponderance of the mitzvahs, but there's also Chovas HaLevavos. And those are mitzvahs that are fulfilled on the inner part of a human being, you know, with his thought process, his emotional process. And what does Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha come to convey to me, says Rabbeinu Bachai? There has to be a perfect, commensurate, mirror relationship between the Chovas HaGuf and the Chovas HaLevavos. He says, Tzorech Sheteda, Ki Akavona Vatoelis B'mitzos HaLevavos, Heim, Sheyu Giluyenu Utzfunenu Shovim Ushkulim Bavoris Hashem. He says, there are two parts to a human being. There's the Golui part. What does that refer to? What's absolutely visible? Which part of a human being is Golui, that anyone can see it? The goof and the maisei goof. And then there's something that's tzafun. Tzafun means it's inside, it's hidden, it's concealed. What's that referring to? The Chovas HaLevavos. He says the Chovas HaLevavos And the Chovos HaMaisim have to be Shovim Ushkulim. Anything that a Jew thinks, feels, or acts upon is all an expression of his testimony to Hashem. It's like two witnesses. They form a kat, and each one says exactly the same as the other. So what are these two witnesses that make up the kat? On the one hand, this is a varim of a person, his lashon, his speech, his limbs, his actions, but there's also edus halev. That too, his beliefs and his emotions, those are also forms of testimony. But each one is matzdik the other one. And there won't be any stira or any machlokas between the two. You know, you have people who on the outside they look pretty frum, you know, they do all the actions, but what are they thinking on the inside? And then you have other Jews who believe, you know, they say they believe, you know, I'm a good Jew at heart, if I've ever heard that phrase. You know, when it comes to actions, he says, be omro, he says, this is what the pasuk means, tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. There has to be a certain tmimus, a certain perfection, in which the externalities and the actions of man reflect his internal emotions, and vice versa. And finally, we get to Rav Shimshon Felhirsch. And this, I think, is absolutely brilliant, mind-boggling, revolutionary, and I think a great Musa Shmuz for the month of El. Rav Hirsch, at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, of Sefer Vayikra, addresses various aspects of the Karbanos. And specifically, the piece that we want to get into, he hones on the concept of a Baal Mum. We know that a Baal Mum is possible of Mizbeach, if it has a blemish. And Rav Hirsch counts four times. You'll see the psukim on the second line. He tells you in four different places the Torah prohibits us from bringing a Baal Mum. And why four times? These correspond to four different dimensions of the Avodas HaKarban. You're not allowed to be makriv a karba, number one, to be makdish a baal mum, number two, to shecht a baal mum, number three, the zrikas hadam is a separate avera, number four, the akhtara, meaning the burning on the mizbeach. All these in a baal mum are separate malkis, and he quotes the Gemara in Tamura. But he says that amongst all psuli ha-mikdashim, you know, the Rambam has dedicated many chapters to Hilchas psuli ha-mikdashim, and only a few of them, I think only one of them actually, is dedicated to Baal Mum. There are many other kinds of Psuli HaMikdashim, right? There's Ariel and there's Tomei and so forth and so on. What's unique about Baal Mum is that not only does the Torah enjoin us with losases, four losases, but there's also a positive command. There's also a mitzvah saseh of Tomim Yakriven, to bring a carbon which is Tomim. And the Torah says, Tomim Yeh L'Ratzman. Comes along Rav Hirsch. And I think in a sense he's putting on a different hat. You know, until now he's wearing the Lavdisha hat. Now he's switching his mindset and he becomes a darshan. He says the following. He says, HaMitzvah Chiyuvis. He says, the positive mitzvah of Tamimus. Koleles, it encompasses Yoser Mea Isra Shlili Shel Balimu. In other words, you can't reduce the essay to a composite of four lavim. It goes way beyond the four lavim. Why? He says that the concept of Balmum per se is a relationship to a mum chitzoni on the outside of the body of the animal, chitzoni, hanirim la'ayin, which can be seen by the naked eye. He says, but the positive mitzvah of tamim yakrivenu goes beyond that. Kolela shlemus pnimis. In other words, even if an internal organ of the animal is blemished, that too passes the karbon under the essay of tamim yakrivenu. Says Rav Hirsch, this reflects on the whole nature of a karbon and what it means for us. HaKarban, he says, the carbon expresses the nature of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person brings a carbon, he is dedicating himself totally to Hashem. The Ramban in his Hakdom, I would add, to Sefer Yikra says, you have to see yourself as if you're on the Mizbeach. He says, Tmimus, he tnai rishon liyachas says, if you ask me, says Rav Hirsch, what's the precondition? What's the fundamental kickoff of our relationship to Hashem? It's all inherent in the word tmimos. V'ein tmimusim Hashem el bitul. I both say we should underline these words and memorize them. What is tmimus, which is the precondition for our relationship to Hashem? Bitul kol yishusenu elav. Our whole yishus, our whole existence, our whole entity is all completely null and void. It's all totally given over to Hashem. It's all dedicated to Hashem. You know, you have a person who davens and dedicates his time to Hashem and tefillah. Again, some people daven very quickly. You know, you go to certain minyanim, and if they go beyond 30 minutes, everybody gets upset. You know, I went to a minyan for 2 years. I'm not going to tell you where it was. Where at the end of the minyan, if the shliach tzibur finished in 29 minutes, there was one person, I don't know if he was designated or what, but it was his job to yell out, perfect timing, in front of the whole tzibur. It was like part of the tefillah. Yesterday's mincha was in silence. No, I'm just kidding. So that's one way of davening. And for that half hour, you're dedicated to Hashem. And then you have people coming into the base medrash, Baruch Hashem, for an hour or two, and they dedicate that hour or two to Hashem. Wonderful. But what about the rest of our life? You know, we go out and we have fun and we enjoy ourselves and we read books and novels and we take in all sorts of amusements. That's not enough. That's not tmimos. Even our pleasures in life, you eat a good steak, even that can be dedicated to Hashem. To uplift, to make a bracha, to acknowledge Hashem, to add kedusha to everything. Says Rav Hirsch, Hu shenemar b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol modecha, every single dimension of a person, whether it's his mind, his heart, his body, his life, his possessions, everything is dedicated to Hashem. And this makes us an Am Skula. When the Torah says, Vayisem li Skula, you are my beloved, special, treasured nation, and the Torah says that in the context of the 613 mitzvahs, it means that those mitzvahs encompass every dimension of our life. There's nothing left out. A person goes to the washroom, and there are laws that determine that. He wakes up in the morning, puts on his shoes, the halacha addresses how to put up his shoes. He has to set up his bed in one direction and another different. Everything, you know, his business off, everything. Ki mitzvah zu meinichas evan hayisod shel kol yehudeinu. This mitzvah forms the fundamental building block of our entire essence, of what makes us special. That yachaseinu el Hashem, yakif es hakol, our relationship to Hashem has to encompass everything. It's all inclusive. Lelo shiur ulelo siyah. And therefore, Ata Mum Shenimtzu Behemus Karbanu Pagam BiOdam Eskarif. He says, as a darshan, that blemish in the animal really reflects a blemish in a person who wants to bring a karban. He wants to be miskarif. He says that blemished limb of the body of the animal, it symbolically represents one of the various dimensions of the personality of an individual, one of the various aspects of his experience. So what does this animal say to us in halacha? What does it say to us in hashkafa? In Musa terms, it says to us that as long as, even if you left out one specific tchum, this one part of the animal that's blemished, then already you haven't fulfilled tmimus. You're not in the geder of bitul kol yishusenu elav. Ein on the miskashim Hashem b'shleimus b'chol yishuso u'b'chol yachasov. He's left out something for himself. You know, we know that in halacha, if a non-Jew comes to be miskayer in front of a beis din, he says, okay, I can take 6 to 12, but there's one mitzvah I can't take. That's it. It's over. You know, here the Torah is very strict, very demanding. In Yiddish we say, adagar, adagarnished. In modern Hebrew they say, oh, hakol, oh, lo klum. And you take the whole thing or take nothing. It's all or nothing. And usually that attitude in our behavior is a very negative one. It's very destructive. But when it comes to a commitment to Hashem, that's tmimus. It's got to be the whole thing. All 613. You can't leave one out. Because if you leave one out, then basically you're making a statement. You're saying, I still belong to myself. And the Torah says, no. You're my Am Skula. Li kol ha'aretz. Li atem. Rashi says, Avodim li. You're kanui takodesh baruch. And therefore, the Am Skula means b'chol nafshecha, b'chol avavcha. And the Beis HaLevi, without even mentioning Rav Hirsch, he was probably about the same time as Rav Hirsch, So they were perhaps shnei neviim shemisnabdim v'signan echad. In Parshas Lech Lecha, we again find the mitzvah. Perhaps this is the hakdama to the mitzvah of tamim tiel v'sham lekech. When Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, his halich lefani v'yei tamim, says the Beis Halevi, what is tamimus? What does it mean? Sheyaser rotzan habore v'lo yachkar lo metzivok. And you know, you have so many people who are philosophers, and they come up with explanations for the mitzvahs, but there's an inherent danger and a negative drawback to coming up with philosophical insights into the mitzvahs. You want to do it, that speculation? You want to call it Talmud Torah? Yes, a Jew is commanded to study the mitzvahs, and even if it means speculating about why the mitzvah was given, what its goal is. But leave that, says the Beis HaLevi, to the realm of Chakiros, of Talmud Torah, of abstract learning. But when it comes to Maisei HaMitzvah, when it comes to implementing the mitzvah, your dedication to the mitzvah has to be simply because it's the Ratzon Hashem, without any philosophical calculations. He says, Afal pi she'odem rashoi lachar achrei tamei HaMitzvah v'zebuch alimun haTorah, he says, when it comes to motivation, tachlis, when you're doing the mitzvah, he says, that has to be because of the rotzen abore. We know how dangerous it is when a person is motivated to a mitzvah because he thinks it's going to do this, it's going to do that. So you want to study the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, and he's going to tell you that the Torah prohibits you from eating swine because it has trigonosis. Fine. You want to study that? I'll give you make a bracha Talmud Torah. I'm not sure. All right, we'll let you make a bracha Talmud Torah. I have my doubts about it, but anyway. But don't, chas v'sholom, swallow it, hook, line, and sinker. And therefore, when you come to study the dietary laws, you're going to say, well, I know, it's not healthy for me. So I don't know if anyone lately has been dying of trigonosis by eating pig meat. I don't know. And there's so many theories in the Rambam Mor Nevuchim that don't seem to satisfy our minds to justify the mitzvah Torah. You look in the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, the Ach Hazok, you get a whole different picture. You know, here we'll have an Ilvus Tshuva, Perek Gimel, the Rambam's going to say, Ach Tisha Tkiya Shofar, Xeris HaKosavi, Remez Yesh Bedover, Uru Yishenim Mishnasim. It doesn't mean you can't exhaust, you can't say that you claim I understand why the Torah commands me to blow a shofar and dafka shofar shalayah. You can give all the explanations and all the speculations, and we'll call it Talmud Torah if you will. But understand it's Xeris HaKosim. And that, says the Beis HaLevi, is the mitzvah of Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, to fulfill the mitzvahs with bitmimus, just the way the Jewish people accepted the Torah, Nas and then Nishma, even though they didn't know what it was all about. It's an absolute commitment. And he concludes his presentation with an unbelievable medrash on the Pasuk in Tilim, Adam u'behema toshia Hashem. And the medrash is bothered by this equation, the analogy between man and the animal. You know, that's something that disturbs us. You know, we feel, how could David HaMelech compare Adam u'behema? And the Beis HaLevi understands, based on this medrash, together with the sugya in Chulin, that when an animal is called upon by its master to do a task, it does so simply because the master demanded it or wanted it. The animal makes no cheshbonos. The animal has no intellect to analyze yes, why, when. That's not within the capacity of the animal. But man can choose to be a servant in one of two ways. He can choose to be a servant because he thinks he understands what the master wants and what the master's goal is and what motivates him, the reason, the goal. Or he can be an absolute eved. An eved who does not al das nifshei, not because he thinks he knows why, but really he could be like a behemoth in this positive sense, a daiti de maraka of it. He does it al das, his mara, his adon. And therefore he says, the Beis HaLevi, that this is tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha. We have to understand that in order to be tmimim, we have to accept Hashem, accept His mitzvahs, implement them out of a sense of absolute commitment. This is the Ratzon Hashem. So whether you take the approach of Rashi, or it's a more emotional relationship with Hashem, of walking with God, or as Rabbi Yonah amplifies it, a midas habitachon, relying on Hashem, whether you take it as an intellectual belief in the all awesome encompassing mastery of Hashem over the universe, and God controls everything that happens the way the Ramban and certainly the Rambam understand it, whether you take it the way Rabbeinu B'chai understands in Chovas HaLevavos, but I think the main Musar Shmos for us is written here in Rav Shimshon Fol Hirsch and in the Beis HaLevi about the absolute bittul of our Ratzon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, as we said yesterday, how do we face these days of bittul, of accepting Hashem? It's got to be out of a sense, as Reb Chaim Shulevitz develops it so beautifully, of absolute achrayus that we take upon ourselves. We understand how critical it is. We dedicate ourselves to the task. And we don't try to give alibis and excuses the way Shaul HaMelech unfortunately did and others. But rather we say, it's us, the responsibility is on our shoulders. We can live up to the task if only we dedicate ourselves. Hashem, give us the insight and the strength and the energy to be dedicated, to fulfill your ratzel, to implement everything and every mitzvah that you want of us. And we know that you're our beloved and that everything you do is good for us. And if we do that, in Mirtz Hashem, we'll be zocha b'din on Rosh Hashanah, haba'aleinu l'tova. Amen.